to 1 at Mr. Electric on Oliver Road for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
5-Hour Energy wants to send you to Nashville. Go backstage at the Grand Ole Opry, see the Country Music Hall of Fame, and meet Dierks Bentley in person. Just buy any 5-Hour Energy product, snap a picture of your receipt, and visit 5hecountry.com to enter. You could be on your way to some hot country nights in Music City. Sweepstakes ends October 31st, 2019. Must be U.S. resident age 18 or older to enter. For official rules and how to enter without purchase, visit 5hewin.com. Void where prohibited. Sponsored by Living Essentials, LLC.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Here, Snowflake. I've got a little snack for you.
Didn't see the first shark for about half an hour. Tiger, 13-footer, you know that when you're in the water, Chief? You tell by looking from the dorsal to the tail. Oh, then you hear that terrible high-pitched screaming. The ocean turns red in spite of all the pounding and the hollering. They all come in, they rip you to pieces. 1,100 men went in the water. 316 men come out. The sharks took the rest.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's for...
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Carol McHugh. New details emerging about the gunman behind Sunday's California Food Festival shooting.
He is 19 years old. He has been named by police as Santino William Lagan. He bought the weapon he used, an AK-47 type assault rifle, in the words of the police chief in Gilroy, legally in Nevada on July 9th. Investigators are going through his social media profile. For the moment, police say they don't have a clear motive.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt. 3 are dead, a dozen wounded. Lagan was killed by police. More American bloodshed in Afghanistan.
A U.S. official says an Afghan soldier killed 2 U.S. troops in southern Afghanistan. The identities of the 2 service members killed will be released when next of kin notifications are complete. This comes as the Trump administration engages in high-level peace talks with the Taliban.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the Pentagon. This is Fox News.
You love learning about the ocean and its inhabitants, but you can't handle the blood and guts of Shark Week. Try the friendly alternative. The Hallmark Channel presents Seahorse Week. See the graceful, carefree seahorse dancing along the ocean floor. There's a small crustacean. I think he'll have a bite. Look at the playful seahorse in a game of hide and seek behind that soft coral. Where'd he go? There he is! You won't see disgusting shark bite wounds or baby seal carcasses. Nope, just the glorious seahorse. It's Seahorse Week on the Hallmark Channel. Just between you and me, he's not a real horse. He just kind of looks like a horse in the sea. Seahorse Week, following the magical world of mollusks, only on Hallmark.
News Talk 93.1 FM at 4:05. Tomorrow at 3:35, we'll have David Blackman on. Back from his vacation, I was just looking at a thread. And this goes back to what I said earlier last hour about what Trump is doing and on Fox. Dems attack Trump for calling out Baltimore decay. He should be attacked for that? Really? For shining a light on a city that's got... And this goes back to, remember the riots? Well, they played a baseball game at Camden Yards with nobody in the stands. And they had a mayor that said, give them room to destroy. Democrats, give them room to destroy. That's how you solve the problem with lawless idiots. Pissed off the funniest thing I saw all day is Al Sharpton's going down to Baltimore to heal the wounds of what the president said. Really. I got Benny Johnson on Twitter. Blackman is carrying the thread. I want to end with this. Every person I spoke with in Representative Cummings' district was deeply kind to my crew and me. Wonderful, beautiful people. Here is what they all had in common. They feel abandoned by their politicians. And with a district like this, and look at that picture. Oh, my God. Can you blame them? No. And this is the genius of what Trump is doing, because he's pulling the lid off this. He's the first one that's had the nutsack to do it. And he could do this in every major city around America and challenge the people in that district. Why do you keep voting for this? They all had one thing in common. They felt abandoned by their politicians. Well, you can get a hold of Representative Cummings in Venice, Italy. He was dining at a five-star restaurant with his crazy, goofy-ass bitch, Speaker of the House Pelosi. That's what he was doing about the problems back in Baltimore. And in between mouthfuls of octopus or whatever the hell he's eating, he said, racist, that's all he's got to say. No, the truth is not racist. All right, shall we visit the traffic dungeon?
I think we should.
Good, then roll the beat.
We're rolling into the 4 o'clock hour, and Montgomery Skywatch is checking out your traffic situation, and we have a hang-up on I-65 and on I-85. It's right at the interchange. There's an accident, 65 north at Day Street, and that has the entire interchange jammed up, so be careful in that area. Once you clear that, speed limit ride on both interstates, and we don't see any big problems on the boulevard. The 31s are all rolling along just fine. Get the Toyota of your choice now during the Big One Sales event at Reinhardt Toyota. This special sale is in its final days. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
You know, I'm looking at the pictures from Representative Cummings' district. If this guy's not feeling at least a little naked right now, because what's he been doing every 2 years? Going back to these same people living in these dumps. In fact, a dump would be an upgrade from what I'm looking at. And saying, you know, vote for me and I'll set you free or whatever BS it comes up with. And they send them back. Does anything change? No. And we've been doing this in every freaking city in America for 60 years. And all it's done is get bigger and get worse. And it's racist to shine a light on this. This may be more than the... It's obvious that a great majority of the country is very concerned about the border. Nobody should be more concerned about it than the people in his district. Because while he's promising illegal aliens free health care, because that's the thing to say these days, I guess. I don't know. At least in their twisted universe. I'm sure there are people in that district that could use health care today. And who knows why they can't get it. What doctor is going to want to work in an area like this? How are you going to get people in to set up medical facilities? It's disgusting. I got to put this on Facebook. And Al Sharpton's going to go in and heal. I hope the people surround that son of a bitch and tell him to go F himself. Pay your taxes. He's going to heal. He is the spokesperson. He's going to heal for you. Why? Is the media still afraid of him or something? I don't get it.
Well, it's amazing what you can get away with in this country, especially if you're a black leader, if you have reverend in front of your name.
Yes, this is true.
Because we like to think, you know, people with that title are going to be good people. And they usually are. But not always.
But here on Twitter, what do we see? Trump is a racist rat. Oh, God.
Oh, is that the Baltimore Sun's editorial board?
Yeah.
Well, people get all butthurt over you insulted where I live. It's a classic heel move, by the way, in wrestling. When we went to the Montgomery House show, that's what the heels did. They're like, where the hell are we tonight? Oh, Montgomery? Who the hell wants to come here? That's what a bad guy does. It's the cheapest way to piss people off. What is this sewer that you call a city? And that's essentially all. That's Trump's style. It's how he knocked out most of the Republicans competing against him in 2016.
Yeah.
He would find something or a few things in their record, and he'd just smack them with it as soon as they tried to criticize him.
Well, they tried to obfuscate what he was doing by saying that, well, you know, the loudest person in the room usually is the one. All the crap. Because he has never. I saw a meme. Maybe I mentioned it Friday. I'll mention it again. That said, I'd rather vote for a billionaire who became a politician than a politician who became a billionaire. What was that?
Wrong number.
Does anybody want to talk to us today? What the hell? Do I have herpes or something?
No! No, you're so fired up today that it's a little intimidating.
Yeah.
They're so awestruck by your performance. Yeah. It's better to sit back and listen than try to engage.
That's twice you've said it. Let's talk about your CBD story. You want to enhance your life in a real healthy and natural way? I am, first of all, let me thank those of you who have reached out through Facebook or shared your experience with the CBD store through social media. So many people are checking this stuff out. And basically, it is new. But like anything else that's new, if you're going to go to the CBD store, you should know that Marisa and Lori have, I could not ask them a question they could not have a ready answer for about these products and what they're, even dog treats. Yes, because the cannabinoid is something that you produce in your own body. When they passed the Farm Bill of 2018, they legalized the use of industrialized hemp everywhere, all 57 states. So before you make a decision about CBD, you should get all the facts. And it's all there in this wonderful little boutique shop. It's in the Minnie Brown Parkway in the plaza on the west side across from Renfro's Adams Drugs location. There's no marijuana in the products sold by the CBD store. Most contain zero THC, and none can have any more than 0.03%
right.
of THC. And I'm so glad our listeners are trying this. And you should, because with everything from pain to sleep, there are products there that can help you.
Well, and I love that it's not something that's just masking, say, pain symptoms. What right. it's doing is it is working with that endocannabinoid system to bring balance to the body, because some of it is from stress, anxiety, lack of sleep, and that's what this helps to treat.
Now, I may sound like I'm stressed and anxious. I'm not. I'm simply angry over what I'm seeing in the news. If I was on the air when I was in Food Outlet yesterday and saw the Sunday paper, I would have had a meltdown right there. Mm-hmm. Here we go again. Do those people at that newspaper... We're getting off track here.
No, but I love that it's sort of this holistic approach to
yes.
these ailments. It's not just, oh, take a pill and the symptoms will go away for a little while.
I want to have Callie back.
Yeah.
Or maybe Marisa or Lori from the store, but they're busy. Now, if you have questions, if you want to call ahead, the number's 593-0818, 593-0818, and you will find them incredibly knowledgeable on this product, SunMed, oil tinctures, water solubles, gummies, we got a bottle of those, soft gel capsules, topical creams. Remember my jaw was in so much pain? I'm fine now. I use that. And pet products. For dogs that, LaDonna, I got to get her up here to talk about this, but her older dog has got some arthritis going on, so she bought products for the dog instead of drugs that just mask the situation. So check it out, the CBD store in Montgomery. And we have a couple of callers, so let's go with Joel first. Joel, good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing? Great.
Oh, I'm all right.
I tell you what, I got to think about it while you was talking. If I was running against Cummins, I'd take a picture of his house and a picture of the houses in the slum. And Maxine Waters the same way. They live in mansions and as constituents. And Maxine don't even live in her district.
No, she doesn't. But the media doesn't seem the least bit interested in these things. Not the least.
it gets my blood boiling too when you get to thinking about it, how they trick the folks.
And instead of giving the president credit for saying, hey, we got some problems here, and part of the problems, these people that are criticizing me and calling me names, look at the districts they're coming from. They're disasters. But that's what they do. They come back and we'll do this and we'll do that and give me your vote. And they go back, they get reelected, and these problems just get worse by the year.
And I wonder if Al Sharpton might not have got some of that $1.8 billion.
What happened? Joel, I'm sorry, but your connection ended. I didn't end the call. This is Jarhead.
Admiral Boulogne.
Yes, sir.
I hope you are well, sir.
I'm okay.
I can testify. Well, you're better than okay. You're the great one. I can testify to the healing effects of the CBD stuff. I had taken Norco, some people call them lower tabs, for years and years and years for degenerative disc and sciatica and whatnot. And within a month and a half of steadily taking the CBD supplements, dude, it's like I'm 25 again. And I'm well over 25.
That's awesome, though, Jarhead.
Yeah, and I try to be a straight, you know, straight arrow kind of guy and not partake of the herb. So I figured this would be the best way to do it. And it works. I can guarantee you.
And it doesn't have all those terrible side effects that come with, like, the lower tab, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you don't get this, you know, rush high, and then you crash later, and you don't have this quote-unquote opioid epidemic junk going on, and it's natural. It's awesome. I love it. And we do give it to our black lab as well.
I think that's part of the revolution about the CBD products are they're used for pets.
Yeah. I mean, she was going blind, had a little cyst and whatnot. The cyst went away. Her eyesight improved. She was much less anxious. I mean, I'm a firm believer. And we'll preach it to just about anybody that'll listen.
And I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it very, very much. Thank you. Have you been to the store yet?
No, I have not.
Check it out. They've got all the products. They're real nice people.
Yeah, and where they
absolutely.
Where they source their products from is top notch. Really is.
Oh yeah, yeah. And I happen to see you for the first time on TV this morning. I usually miss it. I caught the segment where you were talking about you would have gladly paid $20 to go see the Titanic movie when it came out, and Emily burned you just a little bit.
Oh, she was. That was one of the best. We've had a lot of fun in that segment, and every day there's usually a chuckle moment or two. But today, she nailed it. It was brilliant. She was.
Yes, she did a Rich Thomas on you.
She did. She did. And all I could do was look at her because I had, there's no comeback to which I'll tell Joey what.
No, the look on your face was priceless. It was.
You can see it, huh? Good.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Well, you guys take care.
I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jarhead.
So the topic on our TV segment this morning was, should movie prices be structured relative to the budget of the, you know, like Endgame, you'd pay a higher price, the movie cost more. Would you pay the same price to see a movie that didn't cost as much? It doesn't mean it's a bad movie.
Right.
But maybe they get more people into the theater if they charged $7. I guess if you go during the day, they've got matinee prices and stuff.
Well, and I would have paid $20 per a ticket to see Endgame. But that's more than just how much it costs them to make it. It's, you know, 10 years of movies.
Well, and of course, this is America. If you can make $1 billion on a movie, make it.
Well, and there really is, Hollywood is, it's become so bare bones where that's pretty much all they're doing. And I like the superhero movies, at least what Marvel's doing. DC needs to get their crap together. But other than that, I don't go to the movie theater. Like, there aren't really, I mean, there's some things like this new Quentin Tarantino movie interests me. because I like Tarantino, but, you know, he's not exactly everybody's cup of tea. Apparently, this Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, this is his biggest opening ever. And I've heard that, especially if you read up on the history of what this film's based on, it makes the film even richer. It's kind of a cross between Pulp Fiction and Inglourious Basterds. So, I mean, you get movies like that from big directors every once in a while. But other than that, in superhero movies, Hollywood's not doing much. And then all the special Oscar films, that's like, you know,
Let me explain this amazing moment he was right. Oh, it's 4:22 already? Remind me when we come back from this break, because my brain sucks. I'll never remember. Got to get go for a little drive this upcoming weekend. Got to get the car over to Don Duncan. Put a few miles on it since the last oil change and stuff. And we're not going far, but I want to make sure the car doesn't have a problem, because we won't have a lot of time. And whether you set aside a week or 48 hours for somebody, you don't want it interrupted by a car issue that could have been avoided with the great preventive maintenance you get at all three Don Duncan locations, along with tires at a real wholesale price. And they accommodate you every way they can to make sure that it's as efficient for you. You need a ride back to your office or a pickup to get back with you, just let them know. And that's at all three locations on Highway 14 in what was twice a day Millbrook, soon to become probably something lower. That's what I hear.
Mm-hmm. On Highway 14, certain couple is moving.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This.
Well, it's already, you know, 2-3 times a day Montgomery.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget Don Duncan downtown at 408 Madison. For government folks, that is as convenient as it gets. They'll take it back to your office, and when you're ready, they'll come and get you. And on Bell Road, just north of Vaughn, Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto, and the Duncan and Some Predict-a-thon is not that far off. Local news, Rich's forecast, and we're back. Duke will get your call.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Authorities say they are seeing an alarming rise in gun violence against Alabama law enforcement officers. Three Alabama police officers were killed in the first half of this year. Last week, Governor Ivey signed a bill into law making murdering a first responder a capital offense. Police have made an arrest in a deadly Brundage gas station robbery that happened last week. 23-year-old Leon Terrell Flowers of Troy has been charged with murder. 30-year-old Neil Kumar was shot and killed last Wednesday during that robbery at the Gulf gas station on Highway 10. Kumar was a student of Troy University. A memorial service will be held this week for an Alabama prison search dog that died after helping authorities during a contraband search. The Alabama Department of Corrections says Jake will be honored on Tuesday. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Pretty routine forecast for the next couple of days, with the rain chances relatively small. I can't rule out an isolated storm, but most of us stay dry. Overnight low temperature tonight falls to about 72. Tomorrow, look for a good bit of sun, another hot day with a high temperature around 95, the heat index near 100, and only widely scattered afternoon storms, but they will be isolated. Few and far between, most towns will stay dry. Lows at night around 72. And then more spotty storms Wednesday and Thursday, but I think the better chances hold off until Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hi, everybody. This is Rich Thomas. At Montgomery Eye Physicians, the goal is to help you see life clearly. Montgomery Eye Physicians offers the latest in LASIK technology from local board-certified ophthalmologists Dr. John Swan and Dr. Ian Shin. Montgomery Eye provides their patients with the most advanced personalized care with outstanding results. They utilize cutting-edge technology to customize LASIK eye surgery for each patient's individual needs. All of the doctors are local and part of the Montgomery Eye team, ensuring that you see the same physicians before, during, and after your procedure. Doctors who know you and your history. A custom LASIK procedure from Montgomery Eye allows you to focus on the mission at hand without glasses or contacts that can get in the way. That's why Montgomery Eye offers a LASIK discount for military personnel and first responders. At Montgomery Eye, your vision is our vision. Call 272-2020 or visit www.getlasik.me to schedule your free LASIK consultation.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. representative to the United Nations. And she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Attention motorists, do you wish you could alert other drivers of your intention to change direction?
I'd love to, but is that even possible?
It is, with the turn signal.
The turn signal? What's that?
The turn signal uses 20th century technology to enable a flashing light on the exterior of your vehicle.
Wow, sounds complicated.
No, all you need to do is gently flick a lever that's located just to the left of the steering wheel. It couldn't be easier.
But that must be an expensive modification.
It's not. Every single automobile already has a turn signal installed. Use it for right turns, left turns. You can even use your turn signal on the freeway before you change lanes.
Sounds great. I'm going to try using my turn signal right away.
We wish you would. Spread the word. Eventually, maybe every driver will use their turn signal. Wouldn't that be great?
I wonder if I have one of those in my Rogue. I should call Tip Tames and ask if that's included or it's an expensive extra option. Turn signal thing he was just talking about.
Mm-hmm. We should look into that.
429. What do we know about this garlic guy?
Not too much.
I'm really angry. I'm waiting to find out what he's really angry about.
Yeah.
If he's got TDS or if they're going to try and blame this on the president.
Well, and it's unfortunate that I'm jaded at this point when it comes to the news coverage of these mass shootings.
Yeah, you should be. You think I'm not jaded?
Well, no, but my policy now is to wait. Like, because often a lot of the early information's incorrect.
This is true.
So wait a day or two. Hopefully it won't go completely out of the news by Wednesday and we'll have a lot more of the facts. But it looks like...
Facts? Who cares about facts?
From what I know, it looks like he did cut the fence himself, the police are saying now.
Do you know how many times in crimes like this, they go back through the social media history, and if they have any connections to the left, the story just goes away?
Yeah.
The last one, there was all kinds of...
in New Zealand?
Not that one. Wasn't there one in Colorado earlier this year? But what do they have in California that works so well? Tough gun laws.
Yeah.
They're so full of crap. I don't know why. Oh, God. Duke, thanks for waiting.
Hey, that's okay. I was going to tell you, I was listening to you talk. Can you imagine if it goes right, what's going to happen?
Impeachment!
No, they're going to blame it on Trump.
If their birthday cake has the wrong name on it, they blame Trump.
Do you think this prejudice crap is going to work? I mean,
no.
This is
a man who is much smarter than I am, and a lot of people, but not in an evil way. What he's doing here is, he's taking all this crap from these Democratic congressmen who still think, who is it, Nadler? Yeah, go Nadler. He's got President richly deserves to be impeached. He is now exposing these people, these impeachment a-holes, who and so let's talk about you. Let's talk about your district.
Yeah.
And rather than impeach, you know, he's just suggesting, folks, if you really want to get something done about the crap condition of your city, and all he did was tell it like it is, the people there, the media's been in there, are repeating the same thing. Nobody has done anything to help change this. So what he's doing is, I think he's waking a lot of people up who have been just, either they've given up, they vote for the same thing time after time, and that's what they have.
I just hope the black community can look and see how much money he's making being what he is.
Well, you know, there's also a story that, is it his wife that's got this issue with some money thing?
Yeah.
He may be sending a little warning flag because the time for the shoe to drop on the Obama administration, DOJ, all of them. That's coming soon. That's coming soon.
I met one of your cohorts at work with you and her better half, LaDonna.
Oh, yeah.
And her husband. I'm not sure if they're married or not, but they're cool people. They were at Gary G's house and we had a great time.
They're awesome folks. Salt of the earth.
Where's Joey at?
I'm right here.
Joey?
Fight with me, Joey.
Fight with me, my friends. Keep America strong.
Y'all have a great evening. Thank y'all.
So
enough time's passed, I think.
Fight with me.
There's still people.
Keep America strong.
Terry's done a lot of research on it. There's a lot of people that have questions about McCain.
McCain in what way?
You know what way.
Actually, no, I don't. I'm not playing dumb, I swear.
All right, make a note for Thursday when Terry's here.
Okay.
He's dug up some pretty interesting stuff on all that.
Okay. On his death?
And the time leading up to it, yes.
All right.
Just by one example, and I don't mean to oversimplify it, but don't you find it astonishing that Lindsey Graham found himself in the aftermath of McCain's death? He was McCain's little puppy, you know. Whatever John said, Lindsey was kind of like right there. And then once McCain passed away, Lindsey has come out. We didn't even recognize him at the Kavanaugh hearing.
I don't know.
Crying out loud.
Speaking from the gut, I think that actually makes a lot of sense. Lindsey found himself. If, you know, a guy's your good friend and mentor for years dies, you tend to react to that one way or another. And it seems Senator Graham's reacted by sort of becoming his own man.
There is I'm on David Blackman's blog. He's got a Friday interview by Laura Ingraham with Dr. Drew Pinsky. It's received the blackout treatment from the fake news media since the problem is, for the most part, due to yet another failure of Democrat-pushed policies. These policies are turning the coastal Pacific into a cesspool of human waste.
Now,
and look at this. I'm going to play some of this.
Yeah, this is some of what I brought up the other week from Dr. Drew as a source. And real quick on Dr. Drew, saw an interview with him, and he was talking about how for the longest time he didn't get this whole idea of the left-wing media. And he came and, like, them telling you what to say, because he had a show on HLN. And he swears, I was never told what to talk about when I had that show on HLN, never told what to say. And then that show ended because it just had come to a natural end. It was right in the 2016 election. Somebody was asking him to do a psychological profile on Trump. So he did one. He's like, yeah, he seems a little narcissistic, but what politician isn't?
Yeah.
And he was doing it in good faith, kind of from afar. I don't know the guy, so take this a big grain of salt. Then somebody asked him, well, why don't you do one on Hillary Clinton since you just did it on Trump? He's like, yeah, sure. And when he looked at her records that they knew so far, he's like, something's going on here. And I almost think this might be a situation like Michael Jackson or Prince, where the doctor's being told what to give her. And after that moment, he said the sky came down on his head from CNN. It was HLN, CNN, same thing. And that's when he kind of woke up and realized, holy crap, I've just been blackballed by these folks.
Yeah.
I was just having fun with this. I did it with Trump, I'll do it with Hillary.
Can you understand at any level the almost worship of this pathetic, drunken, corrupt, criminal Hillary Clinton? What is the thing with her? I mean, I see all these people with the hand-wringing, gnashing of teeth, and because of Trump, and saying, yeah, well, you know, the economy is roaring. We really hasn't really started any more wars, except with the Democrats. They've started them with him, and he fights back. You see, hey, bitch Republicans, pay attention to what the man's doing, and Gross said. That's what we get. Why do you think Martha came out and condemned him, you know, after that tape? 2 days before the election. Because they're afraid. You need to grow some of that Democratic chutzpah. That's why I was going to run. But I'm not.
Oh, no.
No, I had a lot of encouragement,
you
too.
You should do it.
Coming out, I believe it'll be out Thursday, my magazine column for Boom this month is called 1969, the year the earth stood still. And everybody that's looked at it so far has been really happy with it and liked it, because it explains why that year in particular was so extraordinary. Not just and on a personal level for me, but also for the country. Beginning with the fact that by all the economic indicators today, it's the best economy we've had in 50 years. Well, 50 years ago was what? 1969. So that's the premise for it. But something happened locally that year, too, that was pretty cool. A visionary, Dick McAdam, came to town and said, I want to sell wholesale-priced carpeting, popular styles, fresh from the factory, but I want to bypass the middleman, and I need to build a warehouse. So we took a look around at what was then the bypass, because it really was the bypass. There wasn't much there. And he said, we're going to put it here, because in 15, 20 years, the city's going to grow around it. And it did. And the formula he put in place 50 years ago is the one they use today. It still works. It works for the consumer to get popular styles of all types of flooring at a wholesale price, installed by a team they've cultivated over the years that's really good at what they do. So it's a win-win-win at Georgia Floors Direct. Jeff Mallinson came along about halfway through this 50-year period, and he's built a team that makes the customer experience top-notch all the way around. So when you need flooring, go there. Why would you go anywhere else? I could not figure it out. And if you want to see how great their flooring is, take a look at my Facebook page and the flooring that's in the house that we're looking to sell or rent. That's all Georgia Floors Direct, and it looks fantastic. It's good stuff. On the Boulevard at 1965 Eastern Boulevard next to Ashley Home. Jason.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
We're all right. How are you?
I'm all right. Yo, I got a question. For the story you, or kind of thing you alluded to about Terry with McCain and some suspicion,
yeah,
around the cause of his death, I think I caught something. I think that was last week. You also mentioned the same thing about George Bush, the senior, the daddy. Same similar kind of circumstance. My question is, if we assume that they died from some non-natural cause, then what would be, who would benefit from killing them prematurely? I just ask that. I think that's the best way to ask it.
That's a good question. I think it's different in either situation. I think with the senior Bush, a lot of secrets are buried with him. That's what I see there.
What'd you say? I meant it.
Because I'm not convinced on anything yet. It's just something.
With senior Bush, a lot of secrets were buried with him.
Yeah.
Mm.
And he ran the CIA. Mm. We all know how trustworthy they are. Go ahead.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I just said we've learned that the CIA is a self-empowered group that seems to be above and beyond the reach of our due process and our system of government. And that's got to be reined in. We can't have a government agency acting, you know, like we know what's best, so we're gonna fix it.
But then who would be over directing the CIA?
The people. And right now the people have nothing to do with it.
You mean like us as the people would have the right to tell the CIA what to do?
No, but we would have the right to pick the leadership.
Who picks the leadership for the CIA?
Generally the president.
Right.
On the recommendation of others. But if you have a deep state president like Obama, who puts a effing known communist like John Brennan in there, what do you think is going to happen? He's one of the people that needs to go to jail.
When did Ben Bush die last year? I don't remember.
Plan? It's not a date I particularly have emblazoned in my head.
Me neither. I'm just curious. I just find some of the theories around. I don't know how you tease apart the good guys from the bad guys.
I know.
How you decide.
I know the
one category versus the other.
It's hard to tell the good guys from the bad guys. I agree. And all I'm really doing here, I'm not asserting anything. It's just I like looking into these theories. They're interesting.
I mean, it is interesting, especially I remember you guys had a conversation once about JFK. And the whole Lyndon B. Johnson angle to that is pretty interesting. I will agree.
Well,
with
tomorrow
that.
I may actually ask our guest from Texas, and thanks for the call, Jason, David Blackman, about that, because I watched a thing that I DVR'd over the weekend. You know, it was in that early Sunday morning, and see what, because I know he's also interested in JFK, and primarily because I think he's one of those who looks at LBJ as somebody who may have had a role in that. Because he was not a happy guy that he had to play second fiddle because it was his turn. LBJ was the Hillary Clinton of the 50s. Traffic, Tom, we'll get to you in a minute.
Montgomery Skywatch in the middle of the 4 o'clock rush hour, and we have some serious issues around the interchange. Please be careful. If you're on I-85 southbound, your slowdown's going to start around Jackson Hospital. It's also slow moving both north and south on 65 as well, so be careful as you approach the interchange. Traffic around the rest of the river region is moving along pretty smoothly without a lot of delays. Let's just be careful as we get our workday over with. Your nails will be beautiful at Bougie Nails, and your hair stunning at Sheer Experience. Both are in Festival Plaza. Festival Plaza at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Pretty routine forecast for the next couple of days with the rain chances relatively small. I can't rule out an isolated storm, but most of us stay dry. Overnight low temperature tonight falls to about 72. Tomorrow, look for a good bit of sun, another hot day with a high temperature around 95, the heat index near 100, and only widely scattered afternoon storms, but they will be isolated. Few and far between, most towns will stay dry. Lows at night around 72. And then more spotty storms Wednesday and Thursday, but I think the better chances hold off until Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASA Credit Union's free Kasasa cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
From the Fox Business Network, the major averages closing mixed as U.S.-China reps get ready to restart trade talks. Investors are looking ahead for a busy week of corporate earnings results and are also awaiting for the Fed's decision on interest rates, with the Dow rising 29 points, NASDAQ down 37, S&P 500 down 5. And just like its shares, Beyond Meat sales are growing faster than expected and nearly quadrupled from a year ago. The plant-based meat maker reporting mixed second quarter earnings and revenue and raising its conservative full year 2019 COVID-19 revenue outlook. However, its shares plunged after hours after Beyond Meat announced a secondary stock offering of over 3.2 million shares. And shares of Dish Network falling slightly after hours after the satellite TV company lost far fewer subscribers than anticipated but fell short on earnings. And ride-hailing company Uber is reducing its marketing arm and slashing 400 jobs from its unit. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue out all ready to grill. That's why he trusts Super Polygrip, so he can enjoy his steak with full confidence.
Polygrip!
Sounds like there's a party going on, but something's missing. The birthday gal's arrived, and thanks to Polydent, her bright smile is anything but a surprise.
Polydent!
Yes! Yes, we do buy
diamonds, gemstones, gold and platinum.
Yes, we do buy
or trade.
Yes, we do buy
diamonds, coins, gold and silver.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Mr. Electric on Oliver Road for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Get to be 448. I know everybody loved that, right?
Sorry.
Okay, we've had patient callers. We've got Randall.
Good evening, fellas.
How are you?
Good. I just want to walk beside Jason for a minute. And Jason, on the Bush side, kind of get in Gray's head, maybe articulate maybe what I always thinking, because I studied it for so many hours of the day. But Vannevar Bush, if you start with him, you'll see how he got all, we ain't gonna get into Tesla, but how he got all the files, then how he took over the, you know, NASA, every CIA, he's connected all, you know, that's, you know, even for Prescott, where everybody thinks it started. And he was with the FBI. It starts with him. It starts with the Bush. And Daddy Bush, not only was he a CIA operative, but his cover in Texas was an oil man at the motel on the other side of the grassy knoll speaking on oil. I'm positive he's the one pulled the trigger and killed JFK. I ain't got a picture up, but the same looking man that was supposed to be speaking in that motel was saw getting put in a cop car. I mean, not with lights and nothing. I just say a cop car. Two counts say he's putting handcuffs. Three or four say he wasn't putting handcuffs. But that's the Bush thing. He tried to shield his son. And I think after Reagan was shot, Reagan got shot because he wasn't playing ball with him. And they made him stand on stage, shake Bush's hand, because Bush done put in the work, you know, back in the day. If you got to pass a torch on. I think they shielded the other Bushes, but, I mean, they just as nasty and evil. And when you come to McCain, he thought the bottom was going to fall out, just like Mr. Dan Moore still thinks, and everybody wants to hope for. But it's too corrupt. America, we can't take how bad it is. That's why you see Donald Trump pointing out people, and that leads. He wants y'all to follow the money. He wants you to see that they wasted $180 million in up there in that place, Minnesota, or wherever he's talking about now. And he pointed out Cortez because he wants you to follow Puerto Rico and see what they're doing. Because nobody else is going to do it. He loves every one of us down here, just like Jesus does. And there ain't no way you can prove me wrong, and not a tweet, not nothing. But he's tinkering on the edge, because this is the only, they can only tear each other's character down. That's all they're allowed to do. Trump is caught in the game too. He wants to change it. He's gonna have to change it from the inside out, because you take Flynn. They're not gonna do nothing to Flynn, because that's part of the deal. Look, we're gonna leave everybody alone in this, but we'll let you take the corrupt ones down. We'll let America, they're gonna put some folks in jail, I think, but you're never gonna hear about it. They'll be in and out with Uncle Marone, and life will keep going. But Trump is trying to point out the dirtiness, the crookedness of how it is, and he's starting with the worst of the worst, I think, as far as communities, and working his way out. And I think McCain thought that he was going to get put on a hook and hung up to dry, and you know what I mean, he was going to, because he done so much dirty
stuff.
Let
me see if I can boil this down to one sentence.
Yeah.
Trump forces Democrats to defend the indefensible. That's what he's doing right now. And he's doing it very brilliantly, just ahead as we go into the next election cycle, so that Cummings and Cortez and all of these twerps are suddenly going to have to explain to their constituents. Because he's speaking. Trump is directing his words not at the politician, at the people who are living in these horrendous cities, and saying, take a look. Why do you keep sending these same idiots back when they're not doing anything? So that's the strategy. He forces Democrats to defend the indefensible. And you can't defend the indefensible, so they're going to look really weak. This is a smart man in the White House. And
yes,
that's one reason why he is so hated. Randall, got to run. Thanks for the call. Let's go to... You're still waiting for that thing to reboot? Tom.
Hey, Greg, can you hear me, Ben? Hey, I would like to know, what is the difference in the CIA and the FBI? The FBI, I think, was before the CIA, which was, the FBI was...
FBI is domestic and the CIA is international.
Okay, I got you. All right. But
that's an oversimplification, and I'm sure they have situations where their paths cross, but I think that's basically the way it is.
Yeah, that young man, I think, was right that just called it. I really think that Johnson did have something to do with that. I really do. John F. Kennedy, the murder. I really do think that the president had something to do with that. Johnson.
Yeah,
that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah,
no, there's books that make the case.
Oh yeah. And you didn't need books. I remember watching that as a kid and never did think about it. But that put so much pressure, and then it is weird. But I really believe that with all my heart. I'm telling you. But anyway, the FBI should be called who it was produced by.
Oh,
do you know who?
J. Edgar Hoover, yes.
J. Edgar Hoover. All right. Oh. Thanks, buddy.
I always think of that scene in the, was it the second? Maybe it is the first one. No, the third Naked Gun movie,
mm-hmm.
where they decided to honor Frank Drebin, and they put his green suit in a frame, you know, with the shirt and tie. And it's in a gallery next to a couple of other law enforcement heroes. And the final shot is a little pink tutu with handcuffs and J. Edgar Hoover. Hoover was a deep state piece of work. There was a man who accumulated power through blackmail. And he didn't hesitate to use it because he liked his job. And there's a reason why he kept it until he died in 72 or 3, whenever there was, 71, whenever it was. Because he had the stuff on everybody. He had the Kennedy brothers and all their escapades with Marilyn. And I'm sure there's more that we have not even heard yet. And other people as well. That's how he stayed in that job. Ike. I read a story once where Ike wanted him out, didn't like him. And what does Hoover have? The Kate Summersby letters. this guy had stuff on everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So he wasn't going anywhere because they all knew he would. This is the first thing you know you have to learn when you go to D.C. is how to take a leak and make the most out of it. Well, that certainly sounded incredibly profound, didn't it?
No.
All right. I tried. A few minutes shy of Fox News 5, Brant McDonald. How do the numbers on the market look today? Were we flat, sideways? Let's take a quick look here. Oh, I'm going back to infusion on Wednesday for my second ISIS treatment.
Yeah.
The microcurrents.
Yeah.
That stuff works. That stuff works. It's really cool. We'll get into that more next hour.
Wonderful.
With another fireside chat with me. We're doing some painting. Joey, when you get married mm-hmm. or really get serious with a woman and stop playing games and throwing away your life the way you have been, you'll find that many of them like to... Yeah, they'll arrange a room, the house, a certain way,
mm-hmm.
and they'll be okay for about 6 months, and then it's got to all be moved again and rearranged.
Yeah, I know.
Not all women are like this, but it's...
I know about this. I had a mother like this. Yeah.
Mrs. Ritterbuttle, a couple of things. We found a chair at Kaiser Furniture for her sunroom, but the whole room is rearranged. That's why we're hanging albums on the walls. And that kind of stuff. And now we have to paint the front door. She picked out a color. She went to John Lee Paints.
Well, there she went to the right place.
Yeah, she had some kind of a teal or turquoise color in mind and found a shade that I think is going to look great.
Hmm.
And so we'll be doing that. The room has been rearranged, and the chair is coming from Kaiser, and that will be in there, and I'll get my soft plush leather chair that I bought many years. It's kind of like that kind of a chair.
Oh, because she tried to claim it.
Yeah.
You're like, not having any of this.
The important part of this story is that John Lee Paints is where we went and got the paint. They can do, what's amazing is they can do like 100 different shades of teal. You can get a darker teal, a lighter teal. You can get it semi-gloss or latex. You just tell them what you want. And they mix it, and we're using what paint? Richards paint.
Richards. What the pros use.
And it's going to look great when it's done. And now, of course, now we've got to repaint parts of the living room because she likes the color so much she wants to take it inside. And that's fine. I don't care. I'm happy. So if those colors will make her happy, that's how I am. You need to learn how to be that way instead of being belligerent like you usually are.
Get back to the last one. Stop lecturing me. Tell people about John Lee.
That's right. We got the paint. We got the... what's the stuff? The masking, you know, the...
Oh, the masking tape. Painter's tape.
Painter's tape. Thank you. Very good. See, if I wasn't so busy focused on you and your situation...
Yeah, your passive-aggressive lectures.
Yeah. Is that what that was?
Yeah.
They have everything there. So whether you're a do-it-yourselfer like Mrs. Rutabaga or you're the professionals go there, they know what the scope is. You got to have a good paint.